From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Here are the results for most of the major local and state elections. Democrats doing well, except for several congressional elections where Republicans flipped two Hudson Valley districts, and voters in Catskill overturned a town board and voted to allow cannabis lounges. Here are the results. Democrat Kathy Hochul, the incumbent, beat Republican Lee Zeldin to become New York's first elected female governor. Many news organizations called the election for Hochul, who gave a victory speech where she said,
"I want to speak directly to New Yorkers. Tonight, you made your voices heard loud and clear. And you made me the first woman ever elected to be the governor of the state of New York."
But Zeldin, who voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election results, would not concede. "We have been crushing the election day vote across the entire state," end quote. "And that," and I quote, "it's going to be a little frustrating for members of the media," end quote, to not call the race just yet. Zeldin also said,
"We still have a lot of work to do. The first step is watching all these votes come in over the course of these next couple of hours, especially all over Long Island. These are election day votes. Painting New York red. And enjoy the open bar and enjoy watching the results."
The Massachusetts governor, Maura Healey, was declared the winner early in the evening by the Associated Press over Republican Geoff Diehl. Healey becomes the first female governor in Massachusetts history and the nation's first openly lesbian governor. For New York Attorney General, Democrat Letitia James, the incumbent, defeated Republican Michael Henry by roughly 54% to 46%. For New York Comptroller, Democrat Thomas DiNapoli, the incumbent, defeated Republican Paul Rodriguez by a margin close to 57% to 43%. For U.S. Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer was declared winner early in the evening by Associated Press over Republican Joe Pinion by about 56% to 43%. Schumer was majority leader in the U.S. Senate, and the early results indicated he may keep that post. In the congressional elections, New York 18, Democrat Pat Ryan led Republican Colin Schmidt by about 2,000 votes, with 90% of the precincts reporting and absentee ballots still outstanding in an exceptionally close race that may decide control of the House of Representatives. In New York 19, Republican Mark Molinaro led Democrat Josh Riley by about 6,000 votes, with 95% of the vote reported. Molinaro appeared to have an insurmountable lead. Riley refused to concede, saying,
"We're going to make sure every voice is heard, every vote is counted. I really, really appreciate you all coming out tonight, and let's stay the course, and I love you all so much. Thank you all so much. Very much appreciate it."
In New York 20, Democrat Paul Tonko, the incumbent, defeated Republican Liz Joy by about 55% to 45%. In New York 21, Republican Elise Stefanik, the incumbent, defeated Democrat Matt Castelli with 58% of the vote to 42% for Castelli. Stefanik, who voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election results, spoke after announcing her victory.
"You all know this. Our country is in crisis under single-party, far-left Democrat rule in both Washington and Albany, but help is on the way."
Castelli also spoke after conceding defeat.
"To strengthen our resolve and our commitment to this American experiment going forward, we have to showcase the strength of our willingness to accept the results of elections even when we don't like them. And as I wish Congresswoman Stefanik congratulations in her victory, it comes with an important and stark reminder that this office does not belong to her. It belongs to us."
In the state Senate 41st District, Democrat Michelle Hinchey, with 72,149 votes, defeated Republican Sue Serino with 65,599. Both were incumbents, but forced to face each other because of redistricting. In the 43rd District, Republican Jake Ashby leads Democrat Andrea Smythe with 60,837 votes, or 51.32%, to 53,967 votes for Smythe at 45.52%. The State Assembly, 106th District, Democrat D.D. Barrett, the incumbent, got 29,766 votes, or 54%, to Republican Brandon Gaylord's 25,298 votes, or about 46%. In the 102nd District, Republican incumbent Chris Stieg leads Democrat Nicholas Chase 33,661 to 18,701. In ballot propositions, the State Environmental Bond Act passed by a wide margin. On the Catskill Cannabis Permissive Referendum, yes votes were 1,644, or 39.28%. No votes were 2,541, or 60.72%. No wins, with the Citizens Initiative overturning the Town of Catskill Board's decision against cannabis lounges. The lounges will now be allowed because of this vote. New Lebanon proposal to make the town superintendent of highways an appointed office. The measure was defeated on a vote of 595 to 449. Proposal to amend the boundaries of the wards of the city of Hudson. The measure to revise the borders of the existing five wards of the city was passed 1,328 to 383. Proposal to increase library funding. Measures to increase funding for the Hudson, Claverick, Kinderhook, Chatham, and Germantown libraries all passed by wide margins at each location. Editor's note, all results are unofficial until certified by the County Board of Elections. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, community calendar, COVID updates, and more election results. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.